Well, shall we get into it?
Yeah.
Okay, would you please count from 1 to 14?
Tax my brain. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14.
2 times 10 is?
20.
3 times 9?
27.
I realize I wouldn't do these multiplication ones if you hadn't had this mathematical background.
You're just testing me, huh?
3 times 10?
30.
4 times 10?
40.
7 times 10?
70.
10 times 10?
100.
10 times 100?
1,000.
10 times 100,000?
Million.
All right. You have a line of men. If the man at the end is the 11th, then the man at the head is the...
first.
Would you please continue?
Second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, eighth, ninth, tenth.
Okay. Sometimes you feel you get your good luck just a little bit at a time, but your bad luck comes.
All at once.
And if you didn't say it once, you'd be saying it?
Twice.
Okay, would you name the months of the year?
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December.
And the days of the week?
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday.
And is there something else that Sunday is sometimes called?
Sabbath, I suppose. That really doesn't mean anything to me, though.
But you've heard it used for Sunday?
Mm-hmm.
Have you ever heard it used for another day of the week?
No.
Okay. If you meet someone during the early part of the day, what would your greeting be?
Good morning.
Up until what time?
I guess noon.
Okay. And then what would you say to them after noon?
I'd probably say good evening.
Okay. What time of the day do you mean by that?
Just afternoon, really.
Okay. From noon until when?
Well, it depends on when it gets dark. I suppose around 6 o'clock, thereabouts.
And then after that, you would say?
Greeting somebody?
Well, what would you say?
If I were leaving them after 6 o'clock in the daytime, I'd say good night.
But you wouldn't use that in meetings?
Oh, no.
Okay. What would you use in leaving people at other times of the day?
See you later. Goodbye.
Okay.
Probably... I might say, I wouldn't say good day.
Don't Do you hear me. Anyone saying that?
Occasionally, not much. Sounds a little stupid.
So is it in a formal situation that people would say that?
To me.
Okay. If a man had to get up and start working just as the sun came into sight, he would say he had to start work at?
Sunrise.
Okay.
Sunrise, I might say that too.
If he worked until the sun went out of sight, he worked until?
Sundown.
Okay. If we were talking about what time the sun came up, you would say that the sun did what at 6?
Rose.
We were a little late this morning. The sun had already
risen.
And I saw the sun.
Rise.
Okay. If Tuesday is today, Monday was?
Yesterday.
And Wednesday will be?
Tomorrow.
Okay. If somebody came, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday prior to that, you would say he came when?
Sunday a week ago.
Any other ways of saying that?
No.
Okay.
Without creating a lot of confusion.
If he's going to leave, not this coming Sunday, but the Sunday following, you would say he's going to leave?
Sunday week.
Okay. Sunday week is always future.
Mm-hmm. To me.
And it's clear and unequivocal that that's the Sunday it would mean if you said Sunday week.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, if he stayed from the 1st till the 15th, you would say he stayed about?
About 2 weeks. Not familiar with fortnight, except as a literary term.
Okay.